Good people all, I pray you now draw near. Unto these lines lend an attentive ear. While I a dismal story do unfold, which is as true as ever mortal told. A youthful damsel now near London dwells, whose birth and education far excels. Some thousands, for it is well known that she has been a pattern of true piety. This is well known, it was her constant care, still so frequent the holy home of prayer, to worship God according to his will, his holy laws and precepts to fulfill. All kind of pride she hated and abhorred. Her care and duty was to serve the Lord. Therefore the holy scriptures did she read, and she an upright Christian life did lead. Now while she was religiously inclined, Satan the enemy of all mankind, he studied how he might her soon possess, and bless that sweet celestial happiness. The which he thus endeavored by degrees, first melancholy did her senses seize, which did her former glory soon expel, but yet what was the cause she could not tell. At length it did to strange distraction grow, while here dear friends beheld with grief and woe. All means were used for a recovery, and free her from this sad calamity. Learned physicians used their chiefest skill, though all in vain, for she remained still. Distracted as she had been long before, her sense and reason they could not restore. This done, all former means they laid aside, and did in God alone their hopes reside, to whom they had recourse by fervent prayer, and many faithful ministers came there. Which she received with joy and sweet content, but as they offered her the sacrament, her very teeth were set and clenched fast, and eke a voice was heard in her at last. In these like words the hellish fiend did taunt, saying she shall not take it, no she shan't. Then barking like a dog it did revile, her mouth and eyelids being closed the while. Next day she to the Savoy Church was brought, where Dr. Hornick many years had taught. And in this time of prayer this fiend did roar, more vehement than at any time before. Nay, in the hearing of all people there, he cursed the minister in time of prayer, and said, "Come down, black dog, this shall not do." This said his barking tone he did renew. Next way to her a learned doctor went, who, after he some time in prayer had spent, demanded of the fiend in God's great name, now what he was, and eke from whence he came. In which the spirit did in short reply, "I am a demon of High Germany, and having found a habitation here, it is not any such as you, I fear." No tongue is able to express her grief, while thus she does remain void of relief. Let sober Christians pray to God above, that he will manifest his tender love. To this the poor creature which is thus possessed, who at this time is woefully oppressed, Oh, that her glory he once more will raise, that she may live to speak his lasting praise.